And today, that is what's happening to our youngsters. They seek for that. And what happened to our elders? No, they are too ashamed to talk about it. They are still too afraid of the Christian leaders to condemn them, to criticize them, to ostracize them from the church, which was exactly was a threat at that time. And they still remember that. Our elders are really afraid of that. And they're still afraid also the old traditional, the danger that was there. They're still afraid the Medir might kill them, or send them the curse, or even send them the beast that might kill them. They're still afraid of this. Even today's elders that are over 74, they're still afraid of that. And that's where we are, the confusion state of a mind. And here are the youngsters who are seeking some solid evidence and truth. They don't have it, because we cannot give it to them. The reaction, the impact of the European culture is not, it did not happen 400 years, but it happens today. It still continues to happen. It doesn't stop. It's not going to stop until all the First Nation have blended to the major society. This is my prediction. Just that's exactly what the old bureaucrats named Duncan Campbell Scott, who was a superintendent of Indian Affairs in time, who have stated that the Indian problem shall be resolved by this, by that, and this. And if it doesn't work this way, we will absorb the Indian culture, Indianness in amongst ourselves by intermarriage. That prediction is happening today. Many communities that have settled into the community now are the best houses, are the well-kept things, and cost-free. And our boys, our girls married the non-status majority people, and they have benefit. The women became status Indian and have produced the half-breed in the community. And the community became not anymore pure native culture. And it turns gradually every decade into the white society. Duncan Campbell Scott's prediction comes true. He was a far-seeing person, and it comes true. And I'm not condemning him, but it does happen today. And there is no stopping. Because we have been pushed into the community living, we, the most isolated community in the Northern Ontario, we, the last of the Umaskigook, who kept hold of their culture, have been forced, tricked, deceived into community living of the highest standard. And all the rest of the surrounding communities have asked their leaders to ask the same housing, the same infrastructure of the community for their enjoyment at the cost less. That is a very dangerous thing. In another word, we have been bought. And that's the end of the Indian culture, I mean the First Nation culture. And that's my conclusion. And that's not all. There is so much yet that I could explain about the culture stuff, the cultural identity and culture teaching system, and how to remain culturally oriented. No, there is no time. I might be able to do that some other time. And for this tape recording, this will be the end, but I will have another one, if I can.